USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, is making three appearances this week on Capitol Hill as the Russia probe continues. Democratic Congressman Jim Hines of Connecticut, speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, says the results of the special counsel investigation must be made public.
Attacking the FBI, attacking Bob Mueller, everything about this has become political. The way to end that, of course, is for the truth to be out there. And if that truth indicates that President Trump committed no crime, impeachable or otherwise, so be it. If it indicates that he did, that's a much more complicated world. But first and foremost, given that we've been on the edge of our seats for the last 2 years on this issue, everyone in this country needs to know what happened, and then we decide where to take it from there.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services, by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
President Trump is heading to Vietnam this week to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo appeared on CNN's State of the Union, saying Pyongyang must end its nuclear program.
We've got work to do on the denuclearization pillar. We've got remains back. We've had testing stopped. Those are all good things. Tension along the border is reduced. If you ask the military leaders, frankly, on both sides, from South Korea and North Korea, tensions are reduced. There are many things he could do to demonstrate his commitment to denuclearization. Our negotiating team was on the ground to continue these discussions. I don't want to get into the details of what's being proposed, what the offers and counteroffers may be, but a real step, a demonstrable, verifiable step is something that I know President Trump is very focused on achieving.
Venezuelan National Guard fired tear gas and rubber bullets at protesters trying to free up emergency food and medicine at the country's border. When a group of activists tried to get three flatbed trucks with humanitarian supplies into Venezuela, guardsmen set the trucks on fire. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The money wasn't for the attack. That's the latest claims about a check an actor gave to a pair of brothers. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
New reports claim that actor Jussie Smollett and the two brothers who allegedly helped him stage a bogus hate crime on himself were paid with a $3,500 check, not for the attack, but for personal training the two brothers had agreed to provide the actor. TMZ broke the story. An entertainment blogger and podcaster, Marilyn Gale, says,
"Our sources say Ola and Abel told the grand jury they were paid for a 5-week program and not for the attack. Ola and Abel felt the amount was a little high, but no one ever specifically said anything about money being part of the scheme."
Smollett, now charged with filing a false report, still at last check was insisting that it isn't a hoax.
There's a new number one at the box office.
Oh my God. He's not the only one.
She's a light fury.
The Universal release How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World is the tops at the box office this weekend, coming in at $55 million. Dropping down to number two, Alita Battle Angel at $12 million. Number three, The Lego Movie 2, the second part at $10 million. Dropping down to number four, Fighting With My Family, an MGM release. And at number five, Isn't It Romantic at $7 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.